Montana is known for its snow-capped peaks and sparkling rivers, but the state is also home to one of the largest Superfund sites in the country. Decades of mining and smelting have contaminated 120 miles of the Clark Fork River, where tons of mine waste have ended up behind an aging dam. And now the Environmental Protection Agency must decide the best way to clean up the mess. From Milltown, Montana, Kathy Witkowski reports.
On its surface, the reservoir created by the Milltown Dam looks pristine. Geese and ducks waddle onto small islands. Great blue herons and bald eagles occasionally fly overhead. And fishermen like Daryl Lozo and his kids cast into the still waters. No wonder Lozo thinks the dam should stay.
I'd say leave it in because it creates a lot of good habitat for the animals, people too.
But underneath these shallow waters lie sediments laced with thousands of tons of contaminants, including copper, which is poisonous to fish, and arsenic, which has already contaminated nearby wells. The pollutants are from mine waste, most of which was washed downstream in a massive flood nearly a century ago. They wound up here in Milltown Reservoir, trapped behind a low concrete-encased timber dam. Most of the time, the sediments lie undisturbed at the bottom of the reservoir, but a natural disaster could change all that.
It literally is what people call it, a time bomb that's waiting to go off here.
Peter Nielsen is with the Missoula City County Health Department. He says it's just a matter of time before an ice jam, flood, or earthquake damages or breaches the dam.
When that happens, we have 2,100 tons of arsenic located in this sediment. That's not pounds, tons of arsenic. And similar amounts of cadmium and zinc and copper. And that stuff is largely going to be washed downstream into our community, affecting the aquifer down there, killing the river for many miles downstream when that happens.
Clearly, something needs to be done. The question is what? One option is to dredge and remove the sediments and take down the dam. The other option is to leave the sediments in place, upgrade the dam, and create a trust fund to manage it in perpetuity. The Environmental Protection Agency says either plan will work, but there's a big difference in the price. Dredging and dam removal would cost an estimated $120 million. That's $100 million more than simply upgrading the existing dam. Sandy Stash is a vice president with ARCO, which will have to pay the bill. In 1977, ARCO bought the mining company that caused the contamination and consequently inherited responsibility for the cleanup.
The thought of paying, you know, 10 to 20 times the cost, we just don't think passes even the laugh test.
Not only is dredging more expensive, says Stash, it's also risky.
It is our belief that mucking those sediments out in what is now a stable situation would actually create more harm than good. Mucking sediments in a wet environment is a very difficult and frankly risky to the environment endeavor, one I think that is being underplayed in a lot of the debate.
Ultimately, the EPA will decide which plan to use. It acknowledges that dredging might temporarily degrade water quality during the 7-year project, but that would provide the most permanent fix. On the other hand, upgrading the dam would be faster and a lot cheaper. In part, the EPA's decision will depend on which of those criteria it deems most important. But there are more than technical considerations involved. John Wardell is head of the EPA's Montana office and will help write the cleanup decision.
We pay very careful attention to what the community has to say and what the state has to say.
And that's where things get tricky.
I think it's fair to recognize that perhaps politics, and it's not necessarily in a negative sense, has a role to play, and so I wouldn't be surprised to see it play out to at least some degree at a site like this.
That's already happening. Local Missoula officials support dredging and dam removal. Anything short of dredging, they say, leaves their constituents at risk. Again, Peter Nielsen of the Missoula City County Health Department.
Now, building a new dam would make the dam more structurally sound, but the sediments are still there. The groundwater is still polluted. You still have scouring of the sediments that takes copper downstream and kills fish. So it's really when you look at the whole picture, I think, that it starts to make sense that this is the right thing to do.
But Montana Governor Judy Martz also will be asked to weigh in on the plan. And she says she hasn't seen any evidence that indicates breaching the dam is a good idea. But the governor's objectivity has come into question after revelations of a 1999 land deal. Then Lieutenant Governor Martz purchased 80 acres from ARCO without an independent appraisal for about one-third of what the company paid for it. Environmentalists have never liked Martz, who once described herself as a lapdog of industry. Now critics like environmentalist Tracy Stone Manning have seized on the land deal as reason for the governor to recuse herself from the cleanup decision.
She got a gift from ARCO, what amounts to a gift. She's compromised herself, we believe, to the point that she can't make a decision that Montanans will be able to trust.
But the governor maintains that she has done nothing wrong and has hired an appraiser to prove she paid fair market value. She says she has no intention of removing herself from the process.
I don't owe anybody anything. I will make the right decisions on every case according to the evidence that I have, plain and clear and end of subject.
But some supporters of dam removal envision possibilities that go beyond the EPA's mandate to protect human health and the environment from contaminants. They see this as a golden opportunity to restore the river and its trout fisheries. Again, Tracy Stone Manning.
It's a completely artificial system. The reservoir is created right at the confluence of the Blackfoot and the Clark Fork Rivers. It should be two mountain trout streams, the confluence of two mountain trout streams, which are magical places. And instead, it's a shallow, warm water reservoir with a bunch of toxics and a bunch of non-native pike. We can do so much better.
Maybe so, says ARCO's Sandy Stash, but restoring the river is not her company's responsibility.
I think at the end of the day, this has a lot to do with dams in the Columbia River system versus no dams in the Columbia River system. That's a fine debate. I think it's one that'll go on for a lot of years. I'm not making any projections on where that'll come out. It just shouldn't be part of the discussion vis-a-vis the Superfund cleanup.
Technically, Stash may be right. But the EPA is supposed to take into account local acceptance when making its decision. So the campaign to sway public sentiment is expected to heat up this fall when the EPA is scheduled to release its feasibility study. With $100 million and a river's future at stake, this is one decision that's not likely to flow smoothly. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Witkowski in Milltown, Montana.